The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day. Woo-hoo!
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Now, yesterday I had really planned on talking about a story about R. Kelly, about this long song, this almost 20-minute song that he did named I Admit It or something like that. And I was going to do today's show. I was going to start off with that, but I just have to let this out of my system. This has just been just building up, and I hate when people do screwed up stuff. And before I get into my little rant about that, I'm going to, just to set the story up, I'm going to play a little piece I put together for that story, because this is really just asinine. I mean, and he claimed that he's conservative and not a liberal. Well, let me set this up.
Yo, man, I just smashed into your car. Here's my insurance information. Keys.
Ain't a race, but I still take first place. Take your man just to shove it in your face. My name not Lightning, but I still am a queen. I go to Panda just to ask for Chow Mein. Call me gay, but your dad texts me, hey, you don't like me, but you like stalking my page. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. I don't speak Spanish, but I know despacito.
Wise guy, huh?
So here's the skinny of one, what happened. So you're mad. Picture yourself. You're mad. Something to do with work. And you just run out of there, jump into your truck, and just speed off. Anger is the devil's playground. You know, anger makes you do and see a lot of things that you normally wouldn't. And, so to make a long story short, anger of speeding off, this guy crashed into a coworker's car, completely destroyed the front end, went back in, told him that, hey, I hit your car, here's my insurance information, peace. And he left. I couldn't believe one of my friends. She said, well, that's nothing wrong with that. He didn't hit and run. Are you crazy? It's not a hit and run. He left the scene of a crime. Of course it's hit and run. But, okay, so he does that and he leaves. So the person car that he hit calls him up and he's angry at the person car he hit. The psychotic, idiotic fool is angry at the person's car he hit.
But wait, there's more.
The insurance information that he exchanged is faulty. The guy is driving around a brand new truck with no insurance on it. No insurance. And he's angry that the person's car he hit said, you pay my $1,000 deductible or I'm taking you to court.
Hang on to your seat, baby, cause this one's a screamer.
And I'm not kidding when I say this one's a screamer. So we established that he has a brand new truck. He totals someone's car and he doesn't want to pay the deductible when they ask him to, or they said they will take him to court. Then this guy flips out and flips the script. He says, it's your fault. It's your fault? The guy had, he was working. He had nowhere near his car. It's parked. You smashed into it. You totaled it. And it's his fault? It's his fault, really? Are you that screwed up in the head? I'm trying so hard not to use expletives. This guy is nuts. He totaled someone's car. He has no insurance. He's driving around and acting like it was someone else's fault. You tell me whose fault it was. You're the fool moron who can't control your temper. You have cross-eyed to begin with. You ever seen that movie, Mr. Deeds, where he gave this guy who has like a big false eye that floats around, he gave him like a Lamborghini and he slams into a tree? Well, that's you! You are the guy with a glass eye slamming into someone's car, totaling it! And you have the nerve to say it's not your fault? You are worse than a liberal! You're the worst kind of human filth! I'll be right back.
On fire, guess I'm a bad liar. I see how your tension builds. It's like looking in a mirror. You're touched like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the art, I'll be the brush.
Oh, I had to take a break. I had to take a break because I was getting very close. Very close. Because I can't, the audacity of this idiot, moron, fool to smash into someone's car and then to blame it on them, turn it around on them. That's the epitome of being a liberal. Epitome. You take your responsibility and push it off on someone else. What the hell do you call that then? You were wrong. You can't own up to it. You didn't even say you're sorry. This guy didn't even apologize. Had it been anyone else, you would have gotten your ass whooped or worse. That's the plain, simple truth. You don't do that to people. That's screwed up. You don't destroy someone's car and then just give them false information knowing that you didn't have insurance. Knowing you didn't have insurance, knowing you did not have insurance, you gave him faulty information. And that is why you took off, because you didn't want to be around when the cops looked up your information. You didn't want to be there because you know that you were illegal. You know that you did not have the right to drive that brand new truck. Oh, now I have insurance. Come on, hit my insurance. No, you can't do that. That insurance that you have now, this is what he wants to do. He wants to take the insurance that he has insurance. Now he wants to try to pawn that accident off on the new insurance company. Are you foolish in your head? Are you that stupid? Are you that retarded? Oh, man. Whew. I am so fired up. And it's not even my vehicle, but it's just the principle of the thing. This guy just lied. Plain out lied, plain out tried to get away with it and blame it on someone else, on the person's car he destroyed. He blames it on them when they were just doing their job. They were nowhere near their car. You took off like a maniac because you were angry for whatever reason. You're lazy to begin with. You don't like to work. You always want to get out of there. You're the one that's at fault. You understand? You're the one at fault. Whew. All right, let's do some news. Got that out of my system. I hate people who does screwed up stuff. I'm using the word screwed up because that's not the word I want to use. Woo! I had to get that out of my system. All right, so let's go to some news here. Big bets on China, Big Brother. Beijing eyes global laboratories. Let's see what this is all about. Big investors are placing bets on China's physical recognition startups. Okay. So this is a story from WRAL.com. China's physical recognition startups are attracting big investments at a time when Silicon Valley's giants are facing a backlash over their use of the technology. Gee, I wonder why. Zuckerberg, don't get me started on you. In the past week, China physical recognition companies, according to a pair of reports, were close to raising as much as $1.6 billion. The investments would build on billions of dollars that investors have already put into the companies. The investments reflect physical recognition embrace. I don't like physical recognition at all by Beijing, which has created a better environment for companies to test technology than in the West, and that could help China deploy advanced systems faster and more broadly than the United States. SoftBank's $100 billion Vision Fund was seeking $1 billion stake in SenseTime, an artificial intelligence company in Beijing. Bloomberg reported last week, citing anonymous sources, SenseTime makes facial recognition software used in applications like monitoring CCTV footage and checking a consumer's likeness to validate digital payments. So, yeah, it looks like China, they're still wanting to complete their goal to be the world superpower. So we got to get our butts in gears. We really got to get our butts in gears. The heat is still on out there in the Southwest with temperatures near 120. So that's horrible. I wouldn't want to live there at all. Definitely like in Arizona. You better stay inside. And don't listen to them, you Californians. Don't you listen to them. Oh, turn off all of your electricity in a heat wave. Yeah, that's smart. I'm going to die because I want to save the planet because of global warming. Shut your mouth, you liars. You liars. Tell me about your global warming BS. Don't give me that BS. Right-wing group faces brutal beating in Oakland. This sickens me. I'm telling you, you need to learn self-defense and exercise your Second Amendment. Then you won't be suffering any beatings. This is what you need to do. You really need to do this. This is a story from the Daily Caller. The attack apparently happened when the man showed up to protest over the African-American woman who was killed in BART station. This display of political violence follows a disturbing trend of Trump supporters and conservatives. Are you freaking kidding me? I forget. I'm reading the Daily Caller. I forgot. Are you kidding me? They're the ones who are the ones that come out there to start trouble. They want us to react violently. So, okay, you know, I am so fired up. I can't calm down. I'm reading more and more. This BS is pissing me off even more. Ooh, oh, goodness gracious. I am fired up. Can you tell? My pressure must be 180. Let's see here. Longest blood moon of a century. I don't care. Denver Post runs letter to the editor suggesting Trump should be executed. This is the type of, oh man, I'm trying so hard not to use expletive But you know what? It's my podcast, and I can use expletive if I want to, but I'm trying not to. Trying to be really nice. The Denver Post runs a letter to the editor suggesting Trump should be executed. Okay, the letter, let's see here. Ba, ba, ba. The letter criticized the president and Senator Cory Gardner, Republican, Colorado, following Trump's summit with Vladimir Putin in Finland, and said Soviet spies Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who passed atomic bomb secrets to Moscow, were executed for far less. Who wrote this letter? The letter was written by some whore named Susan Gagnon. You are a stupid lying whore. Whore! Liar! That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's move on. Personalized porn booming? What do you mean personalized porn? What is going on here? I don't even think I should even read anything from BuzzFeed. Porn stars are now making content just for you for a price. Okay, I'm not gonna promote that. Let's see what else we got here. What else? Hillary wearing life alert emergency device. Well, she's not well. We all know that she wasn't well. You know, what's the big story on this? She looks horrible. It's plain and simple. She looks like an old hag, to put it simply. that's funny. I don't know. I guess a student was chanting "lock her up," and Jeff Sessions was laughing. It's not a laughing matter. She really need to be locked up. It's not a funny laughing matter. She really does need to be locked up. I don't care what you have to say, Elton. Elton John blasts Russia, Eastern Europe for bigotry against gays. Launches bid to smash AIDS stigma with Prince Harry. I don't care. I should care, but I don't care. New Jersey puts marijuana prosecutions on hold. What else we got here? What else we got? Woman driving over 140 miles an hour arrested moments after receiving a ticket for going 92 miles an hour. This woman, wow. So it sounds like another Larry where she was upset. She was pulled over and she was wrong. So she speeds off and goes even faster. You deserve to be arrested. Of course you deserve to be arrested. Counsel, come on, get these stupid pop-ups out of my way. Counsel bluffs woman driving over 140 miles per hour, arrested moments after receiving ticket for going 92. This was in Nebraska. Let's see, come on. A driver from Council Bluffs was stopped twice for speeding near North Platte on Saturday. The second time for driving over 140 miles an hour. The 2018 Ford Mustangs are fast, first was stopped a mile west of North Platte on Interstate 80. Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies had been alerted about 1 a.m. to watch for the westbound car between Bradley and Maxwell, which are east of North Platte. Deputies stopped the car, which was driving 92 miles an hour in a 75 mile per hour zone. The driver, a 31-year-old Council Bluffs woman, was issued a citation for speeding and allowed to leave. So they let her leave, even though she was going 92, and they let her leave. But as the car pulled off, the sheriff said it accelerated rapidly. So she was pissed that she was pulled over. The deputy's radar eventually clocked her at 142 miles an hour. Deputies pursued the car, but the driver refused to pull over. She finally stopped her car at a rest stop. Oh, Lord. Let's see. Oh, man, this woman is nuts. And then the woman was arrested on suspicion of willful recklessness, reckless driving, and taken to the Lincoln County Jail. Later, deputies conducting an inventory in her car found what they suspected was marijuana in the vehicle. She's an idiot. She's stupid. She got off with a citation. You think you would take your time and drive off, but no. Bitch just want to take off and get arrested. You fool. Oh, man. Ooh, I tell you, I need some water. I've been yelling too much here. All these stories are firing me up. Let's see. Dogs go out of the way to help upset owners. It's true. I could definitely attest to that because I remember when my Zeus was alive and I'd be upset. He would go out of the way to try to make me happy. That's why I miss having a dog. I can't wait to get a house of my own so I don't live in an apartment so I can't have a dog here. Although everyone else have a dog and I'm not allowed to get one. That's really fair. My landlord is really fair. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. Let's see here. Dog will make a speedy effort to comfort their owners if they think they are upset. A study has shown. It's true. I know that for a fact. So I don't even need to read this story. I know for a fact that they definitely do. There's something about dogs. It's you know, they don't call them man's best friend for no reason. They're definitely man's best friend indeed. So let's see here. Anything good here? Let's see here. Anything good? Drones hunt criminal arsonist. Oh, I missed it. Where did it go? Biblical disaster. Inferno. That's a biblical disaster list. And I still got to get to that R. Kelly story because I used to be a huge R. Kelly fan. And then I found out all these things and didn't want to believe them, but then he made this song named I Admit It. So they're claiming that the song he's admitting stuff, but honestly, that's a long ass song to listen to, 20 minutes. So I'm not going to try to play the whole song here. I'm going to see if I could find the lyrics and try to glaze through it and see if he actually do admit that he did all the things that they said he did. But let's get back to this story here. Greece wildfires, a biblical disaster. At least 74 killed near Athens as tourists forced to flee into the sea. Yeah, this is a sad story. I know that if I was, either way, I would be dying because I can't swim and I'll be burned to a crisp. So I would be either pick death by drowning or death by smoke and fire. But anyway, raging wildfires have killed at least 74 people and injured scores more as flames swept through a small resort town near Athens. Yeah, this is a sad story. Very sad. Indeed, very sad. What is this? Hugging buddies found near beach? Is this one? Were they killed? Don't tell me this. Oh, man, this is so sad. I could see. Yeah, this is part of the story here. I don't want to. Basically, they were found dead together hugging. That's so sad. It's really sad. A sad story. What else we got here? let me take a quick break and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Like most victims, Julie knew her killer. It was her son, who was sitting behind her without a seatbelt. After crushing her to death, he sat back down.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black. You're unbelievable. What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black.
All right, so I'm going to give Rayshawn 1 minute to respond to that.
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than pet. It's hard for me to even compose myself in a civilized manner by what he just said there. A fetus is more insignificant than a pet. Are you kidding me?
Keep it. Okay, here.
Keep it. I did not use the word fetus.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf.
Yo, Larry, okay, skip here. Ooh, baby, let's go.
This ain't a race, but I still take first place. Take your man just to shove it in your face. My name not Lightning, but I still am a queen. I go to Panda just to ask for Chow Mein. Call me gay, but your dad texts me, hey. You don't like me, but you like stalking my page. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. I don't speak Spanish, but I know despacito.
Bitch, I'ma kick you in the throat. My ass so big, it be looking like a boat.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. Rayshawn Blyden. You know one thing, I've never been good at letting things go. It's impossible for me to just let things go. I think that's one of the things I have in common with the president. I will not let things go. I don't, and I won't let things go. This guy is probably a guy who lives in his mother's basements at home. He's that type of person. He has the most annoying, as you can tell, yes, this is someone I know. Not someone I wanted to know, but someone I know nonetheless. He is so freaking annoying. This guy looks for ways to anger you and then get you angry. And then when you get angry, he's shocked to find out, oh, why are you angry at me? Why am I angry at you? Why? Oh, let me calm down. Here comes the expletive. They almost came out again. This is a type of guy that does that. He wants to contradict everything, even though he knows Jack Dilly squat. He knows nothing, 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 zero. And he acts like he knows it all. He comes in brand new, brand spanking new, and he wants to take things over like he knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. Obviously, he crashes into cars. His glass eye is flying everywhere. Yeah, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Typical liberal wants to come in and take shit over and don't know what they're doing. That's what liberals do best. That's what they do best. And if it was just me, you'd be like, oh, you're just an annoying guy. You're just whining too much. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not just me. See, I'm starting to lose my voice. I'm yelling too much. It's not just me. Other friends of mine have said the same thing. He tries to challenge the authority when he has none. He's a bum. He's a bum, bum, bum. You understand that, bum? bums on the street have better integrity than this guy. You're going to hit someone's car and then tell them, oh, I hit your car. Don't apologize. Don't say you're sorry. Take off. Give them faulty information. And then tell them it's their fault. Oh, it's your fault because I parked next to you and I am a dumbass that don't know how to drive when I get angry. Okay, I got to get off of this subject. It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for me. So let's open up my news app and see if there's anything in the news that I need to read. Whoo, boy, am I fired up. I'll tell you. Let's see. Is this new? What's this? News from... No, this is old. Come on. I want to reload this. Let's reload this and see if I can get anything new. Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay. Stories entitled, Show Us the Evidence, Mr. Mule. Mr. Mule, you're a fool! All right, let's read the story. Well, I think it's the most upset episode I've made. Because I'm angry. And it's not even my car. It's just the fact that this guy just... I don't like people getting away with crooked stuff. Okay, prior to Mueller's investigation, I mistakenly believe that in the legal system, all citizens were presumed innocent until they were proven guilty. All citizens were presumed innocent until they were proven guilty, mule jackass. Anyway, as the Spanish person would say, Diablo. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Further, one's guilt had to be proven beyond reasonable doubt. If reasonable doubt remains, the accused must be acquitted. Should I remix and rewind again? If reasonable doubt remains, the accused must be acquitted. For the most Americans, this right cannot be violated. However, if your name happened to be Donald Trump or anyone associated with him, then I guess tough titties. The story didn't say tough titties, but I'm saying tough titties because that's what it is. Tough titties. That's what it is. Okay, scary. Let's see what's scary. Toronto shooting rampage. New detail emerged about jihad facial. What the hell is it? Something Hassan. I don't know. They all have the same stupid screwed up name. I don't care what the name is. You're a terrorist. I'm just gonna call you a damn terrorist. How is it like that? You have no damn rights with me. The Muslim behind a deadly shooting spree in the heart of Toronto's Greek town came from a supportive family with troubles and showed no outward signs of the mental illness believed to have plagued him for years. Neighbors said Tuesday, resident of the central Toronto apartment complex. Yeah, obviously that it was a lie. He just wanted to plead mental insane. Mental insanity, so he could get away scot-free. And they let him do it. And they let him do it. They let the terrorist creep do it! Okay, let me move on to something else before I blow a fuse here. Hate crime faked? This isn't new. Let's read this. This angers me. I hate it. This just... Oh, let me just calm down. Ooh, calm down. What is it? Count to 10? 1, 2, 3, it doesn't work. Texas, this was in Texas. Islamophobia hate crime was faked. Waiter made up we don't tip terrorists note on check that garnered world headlines. So he must have written that there himself. If this guy doesn't get in trouble, I don't know what world we're living in. The problem, of course, is this kind of lie, this kind of vicious slander is encouraged by media and the culture. It's true. Lie about Islamophobia incident and you will be celebrated and rewarded. Think clock boy. Yep. You fool. I don't care if you're the boy. You're a fool. Ignoramus, a liar. Okay, so further abruptly, Islam is not a race. It's not a race. It's true. The propaganda subverts and detracts, which is crucial to silencing criticism in jihad and Islamic terrorism. It's true. And Sharia. No Sharia law in America! In this case, Khali Kavil, a 20-year-old server for Salt Crow's Steakhouse in Odessa, Texas, recently made international headlines after posting a picture of a note left by a customer stating, "We don't tip terrorists," with a circle around his name. The customer was banned from the steakhouse and the community, as well as people across the country rallied behind Kavil after the note went viral. However, despite the national outrage and Saltcrest's efforts to ban the customer who allegedly left the note, Kavil admitted to the Odessa American that he had written the note himself after it surfaced that the whole story was a hoax. The story unfolded on July 16th after Carville uploaded a picture of the receipt on Fakebook. I don't call it Facebook. I call it Fakebook. On the Bill Caval's name was circled, and the words "We don't tip terrorists" written on at the top. In a now deleted post, he wrote, "I share this because I want people to understand that this is racism and this hatred still exists. Although this is nothing new, it is still something that will test your faith." Caval's Facebook page appears to have been deleted, of course. I hate people like that. They honestly, they destroy lives, and then what happened to the person's lives? You were destroyed. It's just like people who sexual allegation acts. They lie, some of them, and people's lives are destroyed, and nothing happens to them. A Texas restaurant served cooked up steam. Did anything happen to him? That's what I want to know. Did anything happen to that man? Carvel's confession to Odessa American follows a statement issued by Terry Turney, COO of Saltcrest, who has already reached out to the customer who was banned to invite them back to dine for free. Are you kidding me? You destroy the man's life and you want to give him a free meal? I would have said, go take your meal, turn it sideways, and stick it up your candy ass. After further investigation, we have learned that our employee fabricated the entire story. The customer has been contacted and invited back to our restaurant to dine on us, the statement read. Racism of any form is intolerable, and we will always act swiftly should it occur in any establishments. Falsely accusing someone of racism is equally disturbing. Caval is no longer employed at Saltcrest, although the company declined to specifically say if he was fired. Look at you, you freaking bullshitter. Ooh, boy. I just can't wind down. I've been fired up all day here. Let's see here. anything good here? Anything good? Only 40 of those 400 jihadists who had come back from Syria had been successfully prosecuted. Only 40 of 400. That's insane. That's insane. When it comes to prosecuting jihadists who's trained and fought in Syria, the United Kingdom's record of success is horrible. I don't even want to read any more of that. Pennsylvania, Muslim migrants guilty of terror charges, organizing, recruiting, supporting Muslims to wage violent jihadists in the U.S. and Europe. Huh. After a day with Christians, Muslim teens wash in mosque? What does that mean? After a day with... Sounds like... Let's see what this is. After a day with Christians, the Muslim teens washed in mosque. So that's so racist. Because he was spending the day with a Christian, you washed him in the mosque? Is that what this is telling me? Is that what you're saying? This is the hatred of the comp. This is the hatred and contempt Muslims in Sweden have for non-Muslims. And why should anyone be surprised? This is what Islam teaches. The Muslims are the best of people. The Quran 3:110, whatever. I don't read that crap. I don't care about your stupid Quran. Anyway, that is exactly what I thought it was. So it's pure racism. Had it been the other way around, a Christian was baptized after a meeting with a Muslim, then it would be a big story. Right? But it's not a big story because it's a Muslim that's washing himself because he was around a Christian. You sick, pathetic religion of tolerance, my butt. You're not a religion of tolerance. You're a religion you want people to conform to your religion or you pretty much, they don't exist. Give me that crap. Don't give me that BS. Give me that BS. That's what you give me, BS. Give me that BS. Let's move on with the BS. I'm sick of reading. Let's see. Canada. This scares me. Police reveal two grenades found in Missisquoi Park. Millions of rapes of non-Muslim girls by Muslim men. This is sick. And let me read this. Millions of rapes of non-Muslim girls by Muslim men. Only 222 have been convicted. This is the crap I don't like. Had it been the other way around, has it said millions of rapes of non-Christian girls raped by Christian men, then it would be a big story. Who is Snapchatting me? Let's see here. Shout out to Mr. Jackson. Let's see. Oh, it's a lot. Okay, we'll have to look at this in my next break. So if it was the other way around, this would be a big deal. Please take a moment to consider this. Now more than ever, people are reading Geller Report. Okay, I don't want to read that. You could give me, This is a story from Geller Report, but I wanted to read the story. Where is the story? Where is the story? Okay, I can't. This is sickening. This is sickening. Very sickening indeed. What else? Let's find something else. All these are. Druze minister says Muslim MKs sent him death threats for supporting Jewish nation state law. This is the crap I don't like. This is the crap I hate. Again, these things don't get reported widespread, but if it was a Christian threatening a Muslim, it'd be all over the American news. You people make me so mad! And these stupid ads, I'm gonna punch. Okay. Druze minister says that Muslim MK sent him death threats for supporting Jewish nation state law. Israeli minister of communication, I'm probably gonna butcher this name, Ayab Kara, a member of the Druze ministry, accused members of the Joint Arab List political party and of his own community of sending him death threats over his support of nation-state law last week, which defines Israel as a Jewish state. So you talk about tolerance. You talk about tolerance. I'll be right back.
G morning, sunshine. Wakey, wakey. Text me back. Hey, did you tell your parents about us? Let's skip first period together. Did you get all my texts? Is practice over yet? Where are you at? Are you with your friends? That's LAAAAMMEEE. Capital X, lowercase o, capital X, lowercase o.
I love you. JK, I hate you. JK.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
Isn't a
What'd
joke?
You dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back.
Let's try something new. Nude pics. Send me some. Text me.
I haven't taken any phone calls at all today, so let's just take one quick phone call before the show ends.
Hi, Rayshawn with Political Bombs. So how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So today, what you said that you're an artist, you're into video games, a comedian, and LGBTQ. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I just think I have a lot to say on those topics. And as for comedian, I think if I spoke on a topic, I could deliver it in an interesting way, I guess.
Okay, so you said that you were an artist?
Sort of, like a visual artist, and I make music. But I don't do it for pay.
Right, but what kind of music do you make? What kind of music?
Jazzy and contemporary blues.
And do you have anything online at all that anyone can hear?
Yeah, I have one song on YouTube. Like, would you want me to link it?
Well, just tell us the name of the song.
It's called Nightlight 32.
Okay, and as far as video games go, what do you mean, when you said you do video games, what do you mean? You just play video games or you create video games? What do you mean?
Yeah, that's not one of my strongest topics. I just play games.
I'm just looking at the interview. Okay, because I thought that you were, because you put that down as far as what do you do, so I figured that was one of your topics. So you tell me more about the LGBTQ. What do you have to say on that subject there?
Well, it would depend on what was asked on the show, but
Well, as far as LGBTQ rights, how do you feel about that? Are they strong enough? Are they not strong enough? How do you feel?
I feel like they're important and they are strong enough, but they're not enforced in a lot of places. Discrimination is illegal and stuff, but some places just get away with it, even though it's illegal. So it still happens, you know.
Specifically anywhere in mind or just in general?
Just in general. It's less institutional now and more interpersonal, you know, like coworker to coworker. And
how do you feel? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing.
So how do you feel about are you into politics at all?
No, not really.
No. Okay, I was going to ask you a question, but you're not really into politics. But you don't really have to be into politics to. How do you feel about? Okay, so how do you feel about you? You know who Maxine Waters is?
Yeah. Are you asking about the Twitter thing?
No, I'm asking about Maxine Waters. She's basically telling liberals that they should go after
to be
conservatives.
Violent towards the right.
Right. How do you feel about that?
Well, some people say things like she's advocating violence. I don't think she is, but she's trying to like spark harassment towards people. And I don't think that's right. But I don't think she's breaking the law, I think.
Really? So you don't think by her telling people to go out there and harass all the people from the Trump administration, you don't call that breaking the... She's inciting violence.
Well, if she's not directly calling for violence or harassment, I don't think it's illegal. I don't like it, but, you know.
Okay, I think you better... You should look up some more of her stuff.
I don't know, though. I don't know the whole situation, so there might be more to it. But if she is directly calling for violence, then that... Definitely is not right.
Yeah, she definitely is. But let's see. So as far as being a comedian, tell me some jokes. Let me see if they're funny.
I've never played.
I mean, I don't really have jokes, but it's more of a just way of speaking,
Okay, so like, let's say there's an audience, millions of people listening to you. How would you say something to make them laugh?
I don't do stand-up or anything, but I would just call someone up, I guess, and converse and just see what happens.
Okay. So is there anything else that you do that you want to mention here?
No.
Okay. All right, and could you tell people again the name of your song?
Nightlight 32.
No. All right, well, I can see it's kind of noisy. It's hard to do an interview, so thank you for calling in, and good luck with your comedy.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we will be right back to talk about R. Kelly's new song, I Admit.
The keyword phrase of the day is Elizabeth Warren is a fake Indian. Text us now, 323-835-1123, or contact us at politicalbombshow.cf.
I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfect ways. I admit I helped so many people, and them same damn people turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus, I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school, I admit that I wasn't that cool. I admit.
Alright, let's get this going. So, R. Kelly. Music that I really used to love, and I haven't listened to his music in a while. And all these stories, you know, all these stories you just don't know. And I think he was acquitted. He was, what is it, 2002, and then 2008, he was acquitted of the accusations here. But let me just read some of the lyrics and see what he's actually saying in this new 90-minute song. I thought I was bad with my one of my longest songs was maybe 7 minutes, but this guy's 19-plus minutes. Let's see. Okay, verse one. I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfect ways. I have some imperfect ways. I admit I help so many people, and them same damn people turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus. I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school. I admit that I wasn't cool. I admit that I just feel like retiring. I admit that I just feel like trying. This is a lot. I'm not going to read all of it. But my real N-gas round me keep telling me, Kells, F that, you gotta keep climbing. I admit it, I did it. I done F a couple of fans. You know, I don't think that's what he said there. To me, it sounded like he said, I done effed a couple of, not fans, a politically incorrect name of calling a gay person, F-A-G-S. That's what it sounded like to me. Let me see if I could find that part of the song. I have to play that part just up to that part, because that's what it sounded like to me. I could be mistaken, but it sounded like he said that. And other people that I've been looking on YouTube, they thought that that's what they heard too. So this lyrics that they wrote here, I don't think this is accurate. Although I could be wrong. Let's see where. Let's find the lyrics to the song here. Let's see where is the name of it. Where is this song? I admit. Come on, give me the song. R. Kelly. I admit. I mean, maybe I'm just hearing things. Maybe I'm so tired from screaming, from ranting. Maybe I heard that, but I didn't hear it. But I'm going to play it up to that point, and you tell me if maybe you heard it too or not. Okay, let's see. Let's see if this plays. Found a YouTube link somewhere here. Okay, it's playing. You're probably going to hear some cussing here.
I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfect ways. I admit I help so many people, and them same damn people turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus, I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school, I admit that I wasn't that cool. I admit I just feel like retiring, admit I just don't feel like trying. But all my real niggas around me keep telling me, Kells, fuck that, you gotta keep climbing. I admit it, I did. I done fuck with a couple of fans.
Maybe it is fans, but it sounds like fags to me. But anyway, it's irrelevant. I don't care. Fuck who you want. As long as they're consenting adult and they're not, it's not pedophilia, then you could do what you want, I say. Let's read this story here where it says here. For many of you, as I keep telling you before, I am physically conservative and sociably libertarian. Libertarians don't care pretty much what you do as long as it's legal and it's not It's not pedophilia. As long as it's consenting adults, libertarians don't care. So I'm pretty sociably libertarian. I don't care about that stuff. But I am conservative, physically conservative. And so I care about spending and big government, basically. So R. Kelly responds to John Legend's criticism and sex cult claims in I Admit. So it says here, despite the hashtag mute R. Kelly movement, R. Kelly is still singing and speaking out against his accusers. In a new 19-minute song, the 51-year-old addresses the criticism he's faced based on long-standing allegations of sexual misconduct. John Legend and Steve Harvey among stars. In April, the Time's Up movement launched the hashtag Mute R. Kelly campaign, citing a 2017 BuzzFeed news report that accused Kelly of holding several young women in a cult. The Trapped in a Closet singer was indicted on 21 counts of child pornography in 2002 and acquitted in 2008. And in his new song, I Admit, which Kelly released on Facebook Live on Sunday, July 22nd, the singer targets the accusations. What's the definition of a cult? He sings. What's the definition of a sex slave? Go to the dictionary. Look it up. Let me know. I'll be here waiting. Some like to get branded, and what some of these girls wanted is too much for radio station. Look, I'm just a man, y'all. Not a monster or a beast. But I admit, I lost my, let's see. But I admit, there are times when these girls, so fine, they'll chill with a N-word for a week. All right, let's try to say it in his Ebonics. Let's see here. Let me get my Ebonics going. Look, y'all, I'm a man, y'all. Not a monster or a beast, you heard? But I admit, these girls are so fine, you feel me? And I chill with a nigga for a week, yeah. All right, I'm bugging. Anyway, let's continue. The 3-time Grammy winner also calls out Legend Harvey and radio host Tom Jonar, all of whom have spoke out of the accusations against him. I admit I love Steve Harvey, John Legend, and Tom Jonas, Kelly sings on the track. They're doing good in their lives right now. Why would they want to tear down another brother? Well, he didn't say it like that, but I'll just trying to get into the mood. Additionally, Kelly responds to rumors he has slept with underage girls. I admit I effed with all the ladies. That's both older and young ladies. So that sounds like he's admitting it to me. I don't know. But tell me how they call it pedophilia, because it is crazy. Listen, R. Kelly, if the girls are underage, yes, it's pedophilia. Especially if they're super underage. You're a grown-ass man. You're 51 now. Let this shit go. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions, but really, am I supposed to go to jail? Yes, you are. But you didn't. You got away with it. So shut up about it and go on with your life. God don't like ugly. And that's all I have to say on R. Kelly. R to the K-L-E. Woo! Today was a fiery show. Man, I was fired up. I don't like getting like that. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. Hope I didn't scare anyone. But sometimes people get fired up. You got to let it out of your system. You got to let it out. And that man did wrong. That man did complete wrong. You don't smash into someone's car and cuss them out and tell them that they are wrong. Is it because you are black and they are white, you want to say that they're wrong? Is that it? Is it now a racial issue? I'm a half a black man, so I have the right to smash your car and you have the right to not do me anything. Is that how you're looking at life? Because if that's how you're looking at life, you have a sad, 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 sad life. I'm afraid that life does not work that way. The man actually cussed him out, told him that he hated him with pure vengeance and anger, like he did the wrong. I get the sense that there's a lot of racism in you. Lots of racism. You call me racist because I make random jokes, and I do it because I'm joking, but you were doing with vicious and venom coming out of your mouth. When I told you you were suited to be a janitor because you're black, everyone knew I was joking. It was funny. Funny stuff. But when you told this man that you hate him, I smashed your car and I'm not paying, that's the difference. That's pure hatred, venom. Venom, venom, venom. Anyway, I'm glad I got this all out of my system. Sometimes I admit I have to get stuff out of my system. Maybe I should do an I admit song. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing an admit song. The only thing I admit is that I want to stop working where I work right now. I admit it. I want to be a millionaire. I admit it. I'm sick of working day to day. I admit it. I hate working 9 to 5. I admit it. I hate doing physical labor. I admit it. 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 I should be making fun of the man. The man is pouring his heart out in this song. I should be making fun. But anyway, I think I gave you enough show today. I've given you more than enough show. I think that's enough for hump day. I will see you Thursday. Political corruption, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.